AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden hosted top leaders in Congress to try to lock in more legislative wins before Democrats lose majority in the House. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
We're here to get work done.
The president sat at the head of a table facing top Democrats Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, along with GOP leaders Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy.
There's a lot to do, including resolving the train strike.
A potentially crippling freight rail strike next week.
And Congress, I think, has to act to prevent it. It's not an easy call, but I think we have to do it. The economy's at risk.
The president's also urging legislation to avoid a government shutdown next month and pushing for it to include more funding for the COVID-19 response and Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The conference board says consumer confidence fell for the second straight month in November. Inflation remains high, interest rates keep rising, and there have been more layoffs in the tech sector. November's figures are the lowest since July. The Supreme Court is taking up a dispute over a blocked Biden administration policy that would prioritize deportation of people in the country illegally who pose the greatest public safety risk. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger says,
"This is not about reducing enforcement of the immigration laws. It's about prioritizing limited resources to say, go after person A instead of person B. And there is no reason to conclude that that's actually going to lead to less enforcement against individuals overall."
An uneasy calm hung over Kyiv as people in the Ukrainian capital did what they could to prepare for anticipated Russian missile attacks aimed at taking out more energy infrastructure as winter sets in. The protester who ran onto the field during a World Cup match carrying a rainbow flag and wearing a blue Superman t-shirt with messages in support of Ukraine and Iranian women was banned from attending any more matches during the tournament in Qatar. The U.S. plays Iran later today. This is AP News. Millions of people are in the path of a powerful storm.
People in the south could see strong tornadoes, flooding, rains, and hail the size of tennis balls today. This storm system will move across a region stretching from East Texas to Indiana and Georgia. New Orleans, Memphis, Nashville, and Birmingham, Alabama are just some of the cities that could get this very bad weather. At the highest risk, parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. There is the chance this storm could continue into tomorrow. The Mississippi Emergency Management Agency is urging residents to have multiple ways of receiving weather alerts and know in advance where to go to stay safe. I'm Rita Foley.
Ohio State University President Christina Johnson says she'll step down at the end of the school year in May. She's been on the job less than 3 years. Johnson has navigated challenges at Ohio State, including the pandemic and litigation over a decades-old sex abuse scandal. Ed Donahue, AP News.